This is the Union State meeting on 7/16. Or no, hang on here. 7/18, 2026 at 6 o'clock. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and post-inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivian's decisions for the first time? Hearing none, this meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and post-inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the decision for a second time? Hearing none. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and post-inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to Vivian's decisions for a third time? Hearing none, anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States, or the municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or the conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. Well, hi, everybody. I'm going to, by Anna's request here, you guys, if it works. Sometimes my camera works, sometimes it don't. Yeah. Don't want to do that. Okay, it's not going to play as nice for me. Alrighty, so you're not going to get to see me. Anyway, I'm going to start the meeting now because I know everybody here wants to have a discussion on the Global Family Bank. I've been talking to Anna in the last couple of days here about it and trying to see if there's some other things that we can do against them or, you know, to actually protect us more. At this time, what I was told is because they're not a public-facing company or, you know, business or whatever, that there's no public way that we could notify them or notice them or go after them in any way until that becomes public. So before they can actually do anything, they'll have to go public, you know, before they can try anything. Okay, for everybody that hasn't heard or doesn't know, and I'll tell you the story of what happened, is Hunter actually got in trouble with DeFacto somehow. They basically strong-armed him into taking over the Global Family Bank. So now the Global Family Bank, which they really can't use that name because Anna owns it, is now DeFacto Bank. And they were trying to take over a lot of this stuff in Africa. Basically, they got a lot of people over there to sign contracts as far as saying things like, I'll give you $1,000, you got 10 years to pay me back, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, just coerce them into that bank that they created over there, which again was the, you know, this, I don't know, it's called a central bank or the World Bank or whatever. Anna found out about all of this stuff, and she pretty much shut Global Family Bank down. It is considered shut down. The charter has been torn up. It's been shut, you know, it's been rejected. She's created a new charter right now. And so everybody, do not worry. Your funds, all of the money that's in, that was there or represented in Global Family Bank, Anna still holds it. She still has all the control over it. She is the fiduciary of all the assets in the trust. She will be controlling that, and she will be moving it over to a new bank. We will see another bank that we're going to be, that's going to get created, and we'll all need to, you know, create our new accounts at that bank. Anna says that they still, they have all the information and whatever. What you'll see right now, if you try to log into GFG, there's a screen. I'm going to share my screen here. Hang on a minute, because I'm going to show you. It's a screen here, I think. So right now, do you guys see a blank screen?
Yes.
Okay. When you try to log into the GFG, you're getting this screen here now. This screen here is to get you to turn your account into a de facto account, okay? So basically what it says at the bottom, if you check that box, it's basically saying that you're going to establish a global prosperity account to freedom, prosperity, and natural whatever. Basically it's saying that your other account is kind of really closed, and this, you're going to create a new account under what he's calling the global prosperity account. You do not want to do that. What you're doing if you do that is you're giving them control over whatever assets or whatever's in that account, and you don't want to do that. If you've done it, don't worry about it, because there's no way for him to get the funds anyway, you know, the FDs that are in there. I'm hoping that everybody actually did a, you know, did the reports and stuff. You know, it's like if you went into the reports here and you printed out all your balances and stuff, it's good to know, but I don't think it's going to matter, because one of the things that Anna said in the new bank, what she's looking at doing is just transferring the trust, each one of our trusts, to us. So we have full control over it. So you won't get payments every month. You'll just have access to your money. That's what she's talking about. She's trying to work that out so that we would be able to get access to those funds through, you know, our own trust. It's, you know, it's a process that she has to go through now because of what Hunter does, you know, has done. He went full de facto on us, took over the Global Family Bank, which that name is now going to be shut down. He can't use it because it's under Anna's name. They try to actually rubber stamp her name on a lot of documents, whatever. And she went out, she created, she did a video affidavit, David, and a bunch of stuff to shut them down, to say any rubber stamping her name or anything without her wet thumbprint, or a video of her saying that she agrees to whatever they're doing, they cannot use any of that funds. The trust is hers, you know, from the civilian, whatever, trust, the guy that owned it originally, and he died. He left it all to her. So she's the only one that can actually fund anything out of it. She's the only one that can release any of the funds. So that's why she's telling everybody to don't worry, the funds are safe, you know, unless they go through her and she signs something over, they can't get the funds out of it. So that's where it is on that part of it. I know there's people with hands up, but let me get through talking first, and then we'll go through questions, and, you know, just, we'll have an open discussion is what I want to do, so everybody has a chance to talk and give us your feelings and that kind of stuff. But anyway, the last thing, when I was texting Anna, we've been texting back and forth, and she just, okay, what she was just told me, if you actually check this thing and said accept it, she says they lose their standing on the land, meaning you're probably going to have to redo your paperwork or stuff. I'll figure out from her what it is that we got to do. That's why I said please do not accept anything that Hunter sends you. If he emails you or does anything, just delete it. You don't want to get anything to it, because he's going to try to pull you back into the de facto again, right? What I asked her is, I said, hey, Can you do an article on how to notice GFG to not use our information or to close our accounts? And she said, since they have no public information portal as yet, no. Then I asked, what happens if people accepted this deal here? And she just texted me, like, 6:07, so just now, that they'll lose their standing on the land. So I'll keep talking to her and see what we can do to recorrect that. Because the de facto is going to try to get us to go back into their system. And we got to do everything we can. And I was hoping I could do this meeting earlier or get to everybody earlier. It just didn't work out. Susan, can you hang on for a minute?
I'm sorry.
Or can you mute yourself?
So what's going on?
Susan, can you hear me? See if I can get it. Okay. So anyway, I'll work out with Anna on what we can do to protect us and our money and our statuses of being on the land. There will be probably something else we're going to have to do now, especially if you have actually accepted this agreement with them, with Hunter and that bank. Anna's been trying to actually contact Hunter for the last 2 weeks. She found out about this about 3 weeks ago, and she shut everything down at that time. And everybody's been asking the question, how come we haven't got our money yet and all that? And this is why. It's because Hunter was trying to deceive us from the beginning and trying to take over our accounts and our money. So we got to be diligent on what we do on our side. We got to keep working on getting our government up and running and fighting this, the de facto. They're going to try everything they can to stop us. And we need to, do whatever we can to stop them from trying to get us back on the, in their jurisdiction, right? Okay, so at this point, I'm going to kind of open it up. I'm going to go with some hands. I got Angie, I think it is, Anja, A-N-G-A, or N-G-A. You want to talk? Go ahead. You got your hand up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, it's Anya.
Anya.
Hello.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hello, everybody. I'm pretty new, a new ASN. So I submitted all the paperwork on the bank side in May, on May 12th to be exact. And beginning of July, I went in there just to see if any of this had been accepted, because it was been pending. And it showed all but four documents were accepted and four were rejected. And I talked to Aaron because he's the one who guides me through the process. And he said, just remove those four documents and everything else should be fine. I haven't been in there since then, so I never accepted this pop-up because it wasn't there when I went in the account. So, but what is going to happen? Because my account isn't live yet, so because of, the paperwork hadn't been processed.
Yeah, don't worry about it, because those accounts are going to go away. We're going to actually put our documents in a different account or a different system. What Anna's working on right now, she's got a team of programmers actually working on the new system. She's hoping to have it up in a couple of weeks. So as that gets done, I'll do more meetings and let everybody know what's going on so that we can get into our new bank accounts. But, yeah, just don't do anything else. Just don't log into the GFG account, bank anymore. We want to stay away from it. This is what you're going to get from now on when you go into that. And, you just don't want to be in there. So what Anna said is just don't even log into it at all, right?
No, I won't. I won't anymore now that I know. So, I just wanted to make sure that this is no problem because I did submit the paperwork, and I'm ready to resubmit whenever, you know, the new accounts will be there.
Yeah, I will make sure, you know, between me and Tamara and Aaron, we'll get to with everybody and make sure that, you know, that you get all the new information for the new bank when it gets opened up first to get into it. So just hang tight. We just don't want to, you know, give away what we have already, you know, to these lying people.
No.
You know, so
yeah,
that's the reason why I'm trying to cut this off as quick as I can and get as many people on, you know, in the meetings and, you know, try to get everybody to know what's going on, because, you know, I'm trying to protect everybody. That's basically what our assemblies are supposed to do, is we're protecting each other, right? So
correct.
This is one way for me to help, you know, to protect everybody and to make sure you get your assets, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you done? You sab yield when you're done. Okay. Looks like Dell, do you want to say something now?
Yes. Hi, Rocky. Before I saw your note yesterday afternoon, I did go in the morning, and I thought that was like an update for our account, and foolishly, I checked that off and accepted it. So is this
okay?
Really?
But like what Anna said right now, that you're going to lose your standing with them on the land. But again, we'll figure out what you need to do to correct that, right? And, you know, we'll get you back. If we need to republish some papers or whatever, we'll do that. I just got to work with Anna to find out what is the right steps to make sure that, you know, our status stays where it is, right? Because
okay.
I know a lot of people didn't know about this. Unless you were in the coordinator call on Thursday, which you really can't be unless you're a coordinator,
right.
They have to lock it down to coordinators only or somebody that's training to be a coordinator. And that's when she released all that. That's why I sent an email out that Thursday night to try to get everybody to not do it. But there were some – I got emails even from people in Maine and other states.
Yeah.
That were asking about this.
I literally just told you I'm in the assembly meeting right now.
Can you mute yourself?
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you, Ike. Just mute yourself. But anyway, I was trying to get the information out as quick as I can so people wouldn't check that and say accept, you know, because I know everybody assumes, I do too, a lot of times that, you know, if it's anything on what we're working on, that, you know, we should just accept and go through it. But from now on, I'm telling everybody, or asking everybody, I'm not telling you because I really can't tell you to do anything. What I'm asking you is, if you see anything weird or out of the norm, please email either me or Tamara. You probably can email Sue too. I don't know if she's going to answer you or not, but at least if you do, you know, me or Tamara. You know, even Aaron has been working with us to get a lot of this worked out too. And he's been right along with us, you know, knowing what's going on up front. So if you can just email us first and let's answer it before you actually do something. So we make sure that you don't lose your status. You don't, you know, that you're going to get what you the assets that you belong to and all that. And they're not going to block you. Do you have any more, Dell? Or?
Yeah, I apologize. I did that wrong. You're like an idiot. I apologize. I hope I can get things straightened out. Thank you. I yield.
Okay. Is there anybody else that wants to say something or ask the question? Anybody? This is the time. If you have any questions or anything, okay.
I do, Rocky. Yvonne and Mike here. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead, Yvonne.
Hi. So do the criminals have our information, all the documents we uploaded to the Global Family with our photos, thumbprints, all of that upload stuff, they have that?
They do have it, but it doesn't matter because if they go to the LRO, do they e-verify? and I'll kind of show you that. They can get it anyway. Anybody can. Remember, whatever we do, it's public. If you look on your screen, you'll see I'm going to the e-verify.
Yeah.
Which is the old system, not on the new one. I'm going to put in your name, if I spelled that right. Now that system's slow too. You'll see that it has different people here. So,
So I'm just concerned with, like, you know, fraud, opening credit cards,
They won't be able to do any of that.
Okay.
You can see on the screen, this is you, right?
Yep, that's me. Hi, everyone.
And if I go to your records here, this is public. Everything that we do is public, all our documents, all of our stuff. The system's just slow. But you can check out. But see, here's your information. This is your member. This is your contact information that they can see, right? And these are your documents, right? So all this is public. So even if we put them on GFG or any other place, they still, for us to do our status, we have to put our stuff in the public, which is what we did, okay? And that's what you're seeing here.
Okay.
This is in the public. So the all the documents that we put in GFG was supposed to be another LRO that we could do that on. Even Anna said that she's got her information in probably 100 different places. You know what I'm saying? And again, without your thumbprint, unless they got your thumb, they can't really do anything, right? Because that's your seal. Your thumb is your seal. And your thumb, anytime you send any kind of paperwork, it has to be what you call a wet ink, meaning that you put it on a stamp and you actually put it on the paper. If it's actually printed on the paper from the printer, like a copy, that's not a legal signature, right? That isn't your wet thumbprint. And that's what people got to understand.
Okay. So you were saying that the monthlies aren't going to continue for now, but Anna has control of everything that was already in place.
Yes. She has I stopped sharing the screen so we can see each other. But anyway, she has control of all of the actual funds and everything. So nothing has really been funded in that bank yet. Because it wasn't funded, even though they were in the process of funding it, you know, by giving you the monthlies, but the actual assets wasn't transferred yet. So they don't have access to it until she signs it over and puts her wet thumbprint on it.
Okay.
That hasn't happened. So that's the reason why she said, tell everybody, don't worry. Everything is safe. We're all okay. You know, everything. You're going to get your money. It's just going to be in a different way now.
Okay. And then final question, Mike and I, because we're still so fairly new, we haven't even got one deposit yet. We had just got up and running. So we're still okay. We're just going to move forward when Anna gets everything cleared up.
Yeah. What she's talking about doing on the new bank, whatever, instead of doing monthly payments, is just give you access to your trust. So basically signing the trust over to you, and then you would be able just to take money out of the trust. Okay. And that means you just, whatever's in your trust, you would have access to. That's what she's looking at doing now, instead of trying to do monthly. Because she says the monthly thing is really like it's like if you're on welfare and they give you money every month. You know, they're not giving us our money. It's our money, you know what I'm saying? So she said the monthly thing is really kind of like a control thing, and she doesn't like it. So she's looking at changing it to where she splits up the trust into our own trust and gives us access to our trust.
Okay.
Right?
So, but we had a GFG account and then we had a Global Family Trust account, right? Were both compromised?
Anything with Global Family Bank or Global Family Commercial, there's like six of them, six different pieces of that. They're all completely shut down.
Okay.
So basically anything, what they did is what the de facto does. You know, it's like how they did, how we have the United States of America, and then they did the United States of America Incorporated. right? Same name, everything else. Well, they created a Global Family Bank Incorporated to make it look like it was us and not, you know what I'm saying? And that's why she shut it down, because she doesn't want anything in our name, right? So that's why she actually created a new charter now, and that new charter will be what the bank's under. And because of her putting everything under a new charter, then anything, if they try to go to court or try to win any cases on, you know, a Global Family Bank, well, Global Family Bank has been shut down. You know, it's been dissolved, and it's been changed over now to a different name, right?
Okay.
So there's no way for them to get funds out of it.
All right, got it. Thank you. I yield.
Thank you. Anybody else? Well, I think it was Ray or somebody wanted to talk. They had their hand up. Or Fitu.
Rocky, that is me, Fitu.
Okay.
I would like clarification of what you just mentioned in regards to the trust, that she will assign each member a trust account.
Mm-hmm.
How is she going to, you know, how is she going to create all the accounts? Is it through our names tied into the main account?
She hasn't worked out. Yeah, she hasn't worked out all the details on doing it that way. So that's what she mentioned in the Thursday call, that she was looking at doing each person to do it as a trust, and the trust being in your name, and then you would be the only one that would be able to get the funds out of that trust, right? Mm-hmm. That's what she's looking at doing. I don't know if she's going to do it that way. We'll see once she gets the new bank up and running. And she lets us know what that is, right?
Okay. I guess it's too early to suspect anything. Thank
you, though. It is way too early right now, because she's in the process. She's actually indicting Hunter and all that whole group. You know, she's going after them legally, too. I mean, you know, lawfully, whatever, right? So, you know, because of what they did, she can go after them for that reasons, because she, you know, basically was fraud against her, using her name without her signature, you know, doing a copy of her signature, that kind of stuff. So that's why, you know, she's got some paperwork and stuff to do to get a new charter up and running.
One more question. Regarding the, is she still going to keep it as the bilateral banking system?
No, she's creating what she's calling Blue Dot Banks. She's actually she's going to all of the banks in all the different areas and get them to sign contracts to get out of that system and move into our system. And she's going to use those banks as our banks. Okay? So you'd be able to also go to those banks and try to get money out, that kind of stuff. So she's been working on that. She said some of the Blue Dot banks got pulled too, and she has to recharter them. So we'll see where that goes to. Are you done, Fitu?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I think Charlotte wants to say something. Charlotte?
Yeah, Rocky, I'm just being silly. I'm not understanding. Are you saying that she's going to create a trust and put all of the money in there, or they're just going to replenish it like we were doing with Global?
Okay, from what I understand, don't quote me 100% because I don't know the full facts, okay? What she said in the call is that, okay, she is the signer of the Sevilla whatever trust, which is the trust for everybody, okay? And what she was going to do is then create a trust out of that for each individual that creates an account.
Oh,
and that would be your trust from the money that is owed to you from that other trust, right?
Okay.
So that's what she's going to try to do. So if she does it that way, I don't know at this point. She says she's just working on going that way because she thinks it would be easier. And then they wouldn't have to have staff to try to fund, you know, the accounts every month, right? So we'll see where it goes. But I'm hoping it does go that way so that we just get access to our funds and we actually do get access to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... Let's just see where this all runs up to. But again, you know, it's just stay tight. Don't worry about it. You know, it is, the money's all there. The gold's there. She's got access. She has the control over it. And now she signs it off, it doesn't go anywhere. So, and she hasn't signed off anything yet.
Rocky, I'm just curious. How would you determine how much this person would give?
I don't know that question either. And it's they have done a lot of research on all of the money that's there and how many people it is. And I think they're just splitting it up based on your heritage. But yeah. I didn't get the whole quirks of how it works and how they knew how much money each person gets, or they're just going to fund everybody to a certain amount. I don't know. That's the deal. I don't know yet. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I keep asking different questions, but I don't get all the answers, you know.
Yeah.
It's maybe because they don't know either, you know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Charlotte. Anybody else wants to talk? PT, if you don't want to say anything else, can you put your hand down?
Rocky, quickly, if I could, please.
Go ahead, Dell.
What you were saying earlier, since I checked that thing off or whatever, I'll obviously in the LRO and stuff, I have all my paperwork and everything else, but it's like I should be protected or, you know, I might have to do something.
Yeah, because your paperwork's all in the LRO and all that, I think you're okay, but... What Anna, I think, is telling me is, as far as this, the GFG, whatever, is they pulled that account into the land, right? You know, into their system, you know, because you said yes, you accepted it. But again, how far that goes, I don't know. I'm, like I said, when I get off here, I'll do some more talking with Anna and see where we can go with that and what it is that we need to do to help protect everybody. Because that's my main goal, is to make sure that everybody, you know, is protected in some way, you know what I'm saying? Okay. And that's the reason why we got into this whole, you know, assembly and doing what we're doing is so we all can be protected and protecting each other, right? Yeah. So I'm doing my best. Let's see where I can go, you know?
Thank you very much, Rocky. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Jessica, you want to say something?
Yeah, how far was the guy that actually was doing the global banking, the one that got in trouble, was he even vetted at all to be in charge? And why wasn't this caught soon? Like, why now? Why close to the point where we were going to get our funding? Why was this not caught?
The only thing that I got out of Hunter, because I think you're breaking up, so I'm having a hard time hearing all of it, but it sounded like about vetting Hunter and all that kind of stuff. Am I correct?
Yeah, give me just a
second. Okay. So what happened was...
go ahead.
Okay, what happened when it was... When Anna was starting to create this bank and all that, and... I don't know how she got in contact with Hunter, but Hunter had a bunch of investors that was willing to put money into it. So once this got up, they would get some kind of profit out of it. I don't think she really did any kind of like vetting. We're stopping. Can you mute yourself? So anyway, that's probably why, but I think she's going to be doing a lot more vetting for anything else she's doing. And that's the reason we need to do vetting. What's that?
Yeah, and I honestly think that like when he had talked, like when the global family, like when they were all talking, you know, to us and everything, I just felt off by their conversation, their whole vibration, like, was completely off. And I must have been the only one to catch something wasn't right. Their smile, their persona, their aura, it was totally completely off. Like, I felt like something was wrong completely then, but I would have assumed that everybody else would have caught that. You know what I mean?
You wasn't the only one that caught it, because the next coordinator call right after that, Anna had to answer for it, because she got literally probably 300 or 400 emails asking what was going on with these people, because they're idiots and they're, you know, there was something off with them, and, you know, they didn't answer any questions. And so Anna, that's why she tried to head it off. But You know, and I think from that point on, she realized there was something wrong and that she's been doing investigations. And that's what led into her finding out what's going on. And especially with Africa, she's been working with Africa to try to, because they already have all their banks and everything down there. And she's got probably 40 or 50 different blue dot banks that she's created down there that was supposed to be in this system. And Hunter went behind her and started signing them all up as de facto banks.
He was a plant, to be honest. I think he was a plant from the get-go. That's my opinion. I think so. It's my opinion. I think he was.
Yeah, you can have your opinion. I don't know if he was or not. Or, you know, it's if you look at the whole process of all the assemblies in all the states, we've had so many people that has been in our assemblies that has been destroying us or trying to destroy us, trying not to let us, you know, build our assemblies and build them up. And how do you figure out how these people, who these people are until they do it to you, right?
Right.
I know a lot of different other states and everything that's had the same issues, right? Oh, there, my camera worked. I don't know how that you, I mean, you can do vetting, you can do it, and you just have to ask the right questions. And, you know, again, the vetting is really just a means of us knowing who that person is, right? And trying to figure out as much as we can on a background on them if we want to vote for them or not, right? Because it still ends with the people voting these people in or not, you know, and somehow he got voted in the Federation part to do that. How he got there, I don't know. You know, it's none of us was in part of that, so we don't know what's going on the Federation level. But again, we have to be, you know, due diligence even in our own assemblies to make sure that we don't get infiltrated that way and we're able to build our assemblies without, you know, somebody trying to get us stuck into the de facto again, right? So, you know, that's kind of a little bit, you know, after this part of this meeting, I want to talk about basically the jurisdictions and the who has the power, who delegates what, you know what I'm saying? And I'll get into that later. But at this point right now, we're talking about GFC and the banks. So, Jessica, did I answer your questions on that? Or?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jessica. Nader, you want to say something?
Yeah, what if there are more people like Hunter and Federation right now? What are we going to do?
What? I had a hard time hearing that. What was what now?
More people like Hunter in the Federation, that they're going to do the same thing again.
More people like Hunter in the Federation that's doing what?
More people that are going to try to steal our money that are going to be in the Federation we don't know about.
Well, the Federation itself doesn't have access to our money either. It's only Anna. Anna's the one that has the full control over it. So Hunter was just it's like how we created the constitutions for, and we delegated powers out to them to do something. Well, he was delegated the powers out to try to get us a bank, right? And that was the only thing that he was allowed to do is to actually create this. He wasn't able to actually fund anything himself. His role was only to create a bank and a way for us to have accounts and a way for us to get our money. That's only access or only authority that was gave to him. And Adam made that clear. And that's why I'll send you her video affidavit to all of that so you guys can listen to it and see what she says about it. Because it would be interesting for you guys to actually hear Anna talk about what she's doing about it, right? So I'll do that in an email after this. I will send it out to everybody so you guys have access to that too.
Where is the money located now, or the gold is located now?
We don't know that, and they're not going to tell you. It's just like, where is the money or the gold for the FRNs or the other banks? Where are they keeping it at? Nobody knows. They're not going to tell you because then somebody will try to go steal it, right? So for them to keep it safe, they have to, you know, not let everybody know exactly where all the gold is and all the money is. So I don't think we're ever going to find out that, but I have tracked it down and know it is real. If you go through St. Crown and a bunch of other stuff, it's been certified that the gold's there, right? But that's as far as I could get. I couldn't tell where it was at, you know, anything else about it. It had Anna's name on it and a few of those documents I looked at on the certification. But again, I can't tell you any more than that either, you know.
So it's real money, I guess.
What's that, Nader?
It's real. It's not like fake.
Yeah, it's real. The gold's real. And that's what our money's going to be based off of. Basically, the prosperity dollar and all of those other ones that they created is backed by that gold. Okay. You have anything else, Nader?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Rocky, I have one more question. So Anna is going to create a new app that we're going to be using. I mean,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's got a team of programmers right now, and they're really close to getting that, you know, because they have all of the Global Family Bank, all that code that was wrote there, she owns it, so she has it all. She's just now modifying it to make it more secure and, you know, and a better app, right?
Yeah. Well, I watched her video, and she said that she's hoping that it's going to be, like, very soon. We've heard that before. But she said within the next couple of months, this was her words, everything should be said and done.
Right. Yeah, she said within 2 to 3 months, yes.
Yeah.
That's what she told us in the coordinator call, too. So we're hoping that happens, you know. Again, you know, it's how many times have we been let down, too. So,
yeah.
But let's keep hopeful. And, you know, the money is there, and she's doing her best to get it to us. So, you know.
Yeah, because she's got to be tired of this, too.
Oh, she even said that, too. She said, she told us on the coordinator call, she goes, you guys don't know how tired I am right now of all of this. Because she's been day and night, you know, dealing with these de facto courts and everything. Because you got to remember, a lot of these courts are overseas, you know, the world courts and all that. So she has to be up in the middle of the night to be on those calls with them, right? So she's not getting much sleep lately. You know, she was supposed to help try to get some information I needed, and she didn't do it. And I just told her, I said, I understand, because I understand where she's going through right now, especially after this. There's a lot here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All we can do is pray for her and pray for everybody else. I mean, there's so many other people that are hurting and need the money. I can't tell you how many emails and people I talk to that would like any relief at all. And I've asked her that if we could just get a little bit, you know, $1,000, you know, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, to help us get past a few things. And she says it's just as easy to open the bank as it is to try to do that, because it's going to take longer, right?
Yeah.
So, let's let her work through it, and let's hope, you know, it comes soon.
Yep.
Do you have anything else, Charlotte?
No, that was it. I'm sorry. I yield.
Okay. Anybody else want to ask any questions or have any concerns?
Rocky, I just wanted to say I'm glad you said what you did, because I was telling I missed last week's meeting because I was up on vacation visiting my son in Minnesota, and he's in ASN up in Minnesota. And, you know, we were just talking about some of these issues and thing. And I said to him, I expressed to him and, you know, some of the people up there, I said, you guys really need to pray for Anna. Pray for her. Pray for her health. Pray for her well-being, the responsibility she has facing these types of issues. Thank God that it was caught, because who knows what could happen, you know what I mean? It's just that, it's lousy. Happened to us, and I'm mad at myself for pushing that stupid accept thing, you know, but I pray to God by faith. Charlotte, I think, wrote in the chat, have faith. the Lord is in control of these things, but let's really be together, supporting each other, praying for each other, praying for Anna. There's a lot for her health and everything, her needs, and just for this whole be behind each other. Rocky, I pray for you all the time and tomorrow and all the different people and all you guys. Very thankful and grateful for you. I yield.
Thank you very much. One of the things that Anna said in the coordinator call last Thursday is that what threw her off was Hunter told her that he's done with God.
What?
And she goes, yeah, that's what he said. And she said with that comment, she goes, she couldn't allow it to go any farther. She goes, because this is all God's workings and all God's stuff, and he's done with them, then he should be done with us.
Mm-hmm.
So she was really upset about that. You could see it in her face. She goes, I'm not doing this because of a religious reason. I'm doing this because our earth and everything is from God. You know what I'm saying? And if you're done with that, then what are you saying? You're for the devil or whatever? So she goes, we don't need people like that in our system, right?
Nope.
So that's why you really need to listen to that video. I'll get it out to everybody, get you a link to it so you guys can listen to it, of her affidavit. And, you know, her affidavit's 13 pages, but it's an hour and a half video for her because she read the whole thing and explained things. So good to know. Good to hear her say it. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else?
Thank you, Rocky, for keeping us all updated. Really good.
I do my best. It's like a lot of people don't realize too. I have a full-time job. I work. I'm at 7:30 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday, and I try to do all of this stuff. You know, trying to get everything going. I've actually went through creating all the websites for all of the counties, changing the website. Let me give you guys a little example here. I've been doing so much. It's just a lot of work. Trying to get the LRO completely this is the Nevada Union State website. If you look over here, it has all the counties. If I go to Carson City, I click on there. That's Carson City's website with their seals. So I created seals for every state, every county. I created websites for every county, right? So, you know, it's like I go to Elko, that's Elko's. So I've been doing a lot of work trying to get all of this stuff that we need. You know, we just voted in our officers for Clark County. We need to do that for every other county. Our whole thing is to, is to get all the other counties. That's what the union states. That's one of the things that people understand. In the last Thursday call, even Lisa, which is supposedly has Ohio up and running, she doesn't understand the whole process and what we're doing. That's why me and a few people are actually creating the how to build a union state in your counties. We're building the handbook on that. The same way where we have how to build assembly. Well, we're building the other one for counties and the union state. And the question that Lisa had to Anna was, well, Anna, isn't the union state just their county? And Anna said, no. She goes, you take it like a crazy quilt. If you took all the counties and sewed them together to make this big old quilt of your state, that is the union state, which is another state, right? But it's soil jurisdiction only. It's all your counties together, forming together to protect everything on the soil, right? And that's what the union state is, and that's the reason why Anna had me start working on the union state assembly, which is what we're in right now, so that I can get all of the counties up and running, because we need at least two people. I want three people in every counties. Once we get them all, the three people in every county, then the union state is fully standing at that point. So we're not you know, the union state is not standing right now, even though I'm working on it. I'm trying to get all the counties together and get this done, okay? And a lot of people think that it's a competition with the State of the Union, you know, with the Nevada Assembly. It is not, because the Nevada Assembly, the State of the Union, is international jurisdiction, and the union state is soil jurisdiction over. Two separate, totally different things. They don't conflict. They work together. It's like Anna always says, you know, like the land and soil goes together. Well, they do. We need the State of the Union along with the union state and the people in your counties, right? We all work together and form the whole state in different layers, right? And I'll do more training on that and how that works. But again, that's what people don't understand, is what it is that we really are doing, right? And that's the reason after I get done with the banking part here, because I don't think we're done yet, that we'll talk about the powers, the delegated powers, and where things come from. Does anybody else want to say anything about banking or GFG or anybody else has any more questions?
Rocky, this is Brian Burkhart. Could you reiterate what Hunter said that upset Anna, please?
His words were, "I am done with God."
Oh.
Okay. And that upsetted her. And I don't blame her. That would upset me too, because I think even though our government isn't built on religion, it's still built on God. You know what I'm saying? It's still built with people being on the good side of things, right?
Right.
So when you say you're done with that, are you saying you're now evil and you're going to do evil things now? Or what does that really mean? You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
She says we don't need that in this assembly, because this assembly is all about, you know, good and, you know, prosperity and everybody getting together. So that's what we want to do. So we don't need people like Hunter. That's not going to do that. Right?
Right.
Thank you, Brian. Anybody else want to say something or any questions or before I move on to the next piece here? Okay, if we don't have any questions or whatever, I'm going to move on to the next portion of this, which is delegated powers. There's been a lot of discussions how when Anna first built the assemblies, and we started off with the state assemblies, and the reason why we started off with the state assemblies is because for the Federation and our states to be in session, the states of the Union had to be up and standing. Every state in the 50 states are up and standing. Now, they're not in standing, which is a different story. In standing means that you are able to run your government, meaning you have all your courts, your officers, your, you know, militia, your international businesses, you know, you have all your counties. You have everything up and running, where you actually have a government running. That's in standing. We're not in standing. We are standing, and we are in session. And that basically tells the de facto and these other people that our government is in session, right? And that's why she did that. It is kind of backwards on the way we should have done things, but that is what she did. Jessica, you want to say something?
Yeah, there was a comment in the chat. Someone was trying to say something, but I guess you couldn't hear them.
Okay,
it was Pauline.
I didn't see it. Well, Pauline's got her hand up. Yeah, Pauline, you want to say something? Or can you?
Sorry, repeat that.
Pauline, can you talk, or I don't see your mic. Pauline, can you hear us?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Said
her mic's not working. Do you want to type something in the chat and we can read it? Okay. As soon as she types something, I'll read whatever she says. But she says her mic's not working. See if I can mute it and unmute it. Say something, Pauline. No, can't hear her. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to go on until she can either type something or whatever and get her question in. So anyway, everybody got the ideal, including Lisa and a bunch of these other states and whatever, that the states own everything. And I can tell you 100% they do not, okay? And here's where we're going to now discuss who has delegated powers, okay? So if you don't know who delegates all the powers in our counties, our towns, our states, everything, does anybody know who does all the delegations? Does anybody want to say? Take a shot at it?
Rocky, I believe this government that we're building is self-governing, and the delegated power belongs to the people. That's my understanding of self-governing.
That is correct. The delegation all comes from the people, from each one of us. So when we build our towns, we're going to delegate, the people are going to delegate the towns on what they can and cannot do. When we build our counties, the people are going to tell the counties what they're allowed to do or not do, right? And basically the way our government works, it starts off at the people with the delegated powers. Those delegated powers, they will then say, like their county, they build their county up and they give the counties a certain ability to do things. And if the county needs to do anything else, then it's the people in the counties that vote. When you vote, you're voting to give up some delegated powers to something. So when you say that I want the county to make a new road over here, you all vote on it, you just delegated powers to that county to build that road. Okay? So that's where the delegated powers. Now, can the county go off and build a road somewhere else? No, they cannot. They don't have that power. They don't have the power over the people. You understand? It's the people that decides where all this stuff happens. Okay, so once you build your counties and you get all the counties together, you form what you call the union state. And the counties, the people in the counties, you're going to pick two electors from each county that forms the union state. And then you're going to delegate them certain powers. And that delegated powers is what you're telling those people in the union state that you want done in your state, soil level, okay? This is soil level only so far. We haven't got into international or anything else. So those delegated people then go up and form the state of the union. The book I'm writing, there's pieces in it that I'm explaining where the state of the union came from. The state of the union, where it came from is the counties and the people realized that they needed to have international jurisdiction to be able to do business with, say, another state or with a corporation. Anytime there's a corporation in your state, we can't handle that on the soil jurisdiction. So the union state and the counties cannot deal with a corporation because that's out of our jurisdiction. So what they did is they created the union state. At first it was called America. I forgot, it's American something. But anyway, and then they took it out of that, and then they moved it into the union state. And then they delegated the powers to the union state to deal with international business. Okay, that's why they have a pillar called international business, is to be able to handle that business that the people want it, right, in their state. So like if we wanted to buy goods or say like watermelons from Arizona, then the state, we delegated the powers to them to do that. They would then go get us alliance and get us some kind of treaty that we could actually now buy, you know, the counties could buy watermelons from Arizona, right? So again, the state has still delegated those powers from where? The people, right? So somebody or anybody making a comment that the states own the counties and the states own the people, they do not. They have no delegated powers. The state has no delegated powers. The delegated powers is from the people. And that's where we, that's where all of the, everything that we do. So if we want to build our state or if somebody in the state's not doing what we want, then who's got the power? Who's got the delegated powers to decide who is in the assembly and who's not? Right? It is the people. All the people in this state, right, have the delegated powers to everything that we do in the state. So if all the people raise their hands up and says, John Doe is going to do this for us, we just delegated them powers to do that, right? And if they realize John Doe is not doing what he's supposed to do, then everybody raises their hand and says, we're removing John Doe from doing that because he's not doing it right, okay? Now they just undelegated his powers, right? Pauline, can you talk now, or did I see you keep coming out? I'm not hearing you. But anyway, that's how our government works, and that's the way it's supposed to work. Is, you know, we're always told, even in all the meetings, that who has all the power? Everybody raise their hand, because you're the ones that have the power. You're the ones that has all the delegated powers in our state, right? And if you're talking like Arizona or Texas or whatever, all the people in those states, they have their delegated powers too of that state. And nobody's going to tell that state or those what their, you know, how they build their government, right? And that's, again, what we're doing here is we got to get together and exercise our delegated powers to build our state, our counties, right, our union state. Soon as we get this guidebook done on how our government is really supposed to work, it's going to go through Anna. We're going through a publishing thing to actually publish it. But everybody will get a copy so you can read it to see how our government is really supposed to work. A lot of this stuff is in How to Build Assembly, but nobody wants or cares about reading all the pieces, okay? I read the whole thing several times, and that's why I've asked Anna so many questions. So many questions about the union state. So many questions about the counties. I've got a lot of slack on it. I've got a lot of people that disagree with me. But it's all there. We just have to read. We have to, you know, self-govern. That's what self-governance is all about, is learning how our government is built and who has authority over what, right? We don't let, I mean, that's one of the things I keep telling you guys in my meetings. Do not give your authority, your delegated powers off to somebody, one person. Right. That's what the problem we got into now. We have a president right now, Donald Trump, and he's now got all the delegated powers for the whole United States. Why? He shouldn't, right? Because the people gave it away to him, right? And I'm telling you, anytime that we write any documents or we do anything, that's our delegated powers, and we're giving it up to somebody if we assign somebody to do it, right? So just think in mind, just, you know, when you're doing something, think of you're on the other end of that. If we delegated powers to somebody and they turned on you, right, well, how are you going to deal with it? What are you going to do, right? So why would we want to do that if there's a chance that they could actually take over and destroy what we're doing? We don't do that. We don't give those powers away. Right? Anyway, at this point, does anybody want to ask any questions about what I said, or do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, Rocky, I have one last question. Is this C2 again?
Go ahead.
In regards to delegating powers and stuff, my question goes back to the meeting that we actually voted on against Sue and Mike Wilson. What is the status on that? Since the people already voted them out and they're hindering our movement. And have you addressed this to Anna at all? I yield.
Yeah, I have addressed it with Anna, whatever. And, okay, what's happening so far is she went through, I don't know if you guys heard about Florida and what Florida was going through. They had the same kind of issues with their coordinator in Florida, and Anna reset them. And then the people, when they took over to reset it, attacked Anna. And Anna goes, well, why am I doing this? Why am I trying to help these people when they can't even help themselves? And the whole point is, reason why I'm explaining the delegated powers to you is because you have the power. We voted him out. He's out. Okay? I don't care what he says. I decline your whatever, and I'm, you know, I'm going to stay in, and he's going to keep doing his meetings. You know, the only thing that makes his meetings worth anything is if you go to it. If we don't go to those meetings and we get another militia commander and we get somebody to stand up and we vote him in and that person takes over, he's gone. The deal is it's all up to us. We have the delegated powers. We're the ones that say who is what. We're the ones that's creating the government, even for the state. And right now, you know, we recognize as Tamara being our state coordinator. You know what I'm saying? You know, if Sue doesn't want to work with Tamara, I'm sorry. She doesn't have to work with her, but we don't have to work with her either. You know what I'm saying? We'd like to work with her if she would and get on board and realize who has the powers here, right? It's the people. You all have the delegated powers. Did that answer your question, P2?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that.
I mean, we have to stand up and do it. You know, get involved. Let's get involved. Let's start building the state. I mean, tomorrow is the state coordinator for help building that. She's going to go through trying to get a chart of positions that we need for the state. She's going to go through the whole thing. She's done a lot of training on it. She's been going through a lot of training. You know, I've helped her with a lot of stuff. I don't know everything either, and that's a part of self-govern. We need to all pick up books and start reading, you know, start reading the materials that we put out. There's going to be several more different videos and stuff that I'll put out. From this point on, we're going to do a lot of training on our government and how to get it up and running. We already voted in our officers for Clark County. We need to work on that, on the courts. We need to work on those things to make it viable. You know, before I can actually do the ex parte Milliken for Clark County, we have to show them we have a court, that we have the sheriff and deputies, and we have, you know, the coroner and all the people that we need to actually run a government, and the government is there, right? We have to prove that in that ex parte Milliken. So we're going to be working on that. We're going to be working on our courts. We're going to do some sessions that learn how to run a court. Because we need to. And again, even though we're doing this for Clark County right now in this union state, we're trying to set a stage for all of the other counties to get on board, and we can help them do it too, right? We want every county up and running with their courts, with their sheriffs, with their everything. You know what I'm saying? It's not, this is this, you know, with, there's 17 counties. Clark County is just one of those 17. We're 1/17 of the state. We need all of the rest of the people, too, just like they need us, right? Even though there's more people in Clark County, that doesn't mean nothing. We're still only 1/17 of the state, right? So we, just because we have more people, we're able to get our officers and get our stuff up and running quicker, right? Some of the states we have like 3 states or 4 states with nobody that has done their paperwork yet, and we need to work on that. That's our outreach. We need to outreach to those people, you know, in those counties and get them up and running. So, and with that said, does anybody else have something to say or want to ask questions about delegated powers? Or?
Hi, yes, this is Brian Burkhardt. I just want to make a comment. So Mike Wilson sent me an email regarding militia training. And so to piggyback on what Rocky just said, so I'm not going to respond to that. I didn't respond to it, and I'm not going to respond.
Well, yeah, you should respond to it. You should respond to him saying you've been voted out as militia commander, and there's no way you can have a meeting. That's what your answer should be. You have the delegated powers, right? You need to put him in straight and who he is. If we say nothing, we're just as liable as he is of doing it, right? Okay. We need to speak up. When these people ask us to do things or whatever, and you know that that's not who they are, speak up. Say something about it. Right?
So he's already voted out, though, in the sense that those of us that are ASNs in Clark County have voted him out. But
it wasn't Clark County. It wasn't Clark County that voted him out. That was a state meeting. They can say it was Clark County all they want, but we had people from Nye County and other counties that was in that meeting that voted too.
Okay,
it wasn't just Clark County that voted him out. That was a state meeting run by Tamara. wasn't okay. a Union State meeting. It wasn't a county meeting. So they want to turn the bills on it saying it was Clark County that did this. No, it wasn't. I didn't okay. run that meeting. That was Tomorrow that ran that meeting.
Okay.
You understand?
So all of us need to respond to emails. If you get an email from Mike Wilson like I did, all of us need to respond in the same manner that Rocky just directed us to respond.
Yeah. The deal is okay. how do you, if okay, say if somebody comes in here and we didn't even vote him in or not, and they come in and said, hey, I'm John Doe, and I'm the new militia commander. Are you guys going to just say, okay? Or are you going to send him an email and say, no, you're not? You know, and you need to stop doing that or stop saying you're that because you're not, right?
Right.
That the people right. didn't delegate any powers to you, right?
Right.
And if we don't do that, then yes, they are because we just allowed them in, right?
Right.
We have to speak up, you know, this. We have to stop being silent. You know what I'm saying? You know, if there's something I'm not doing right or you don't think I'm doing right, you know, tell me. I'm a big boy. I can handle the whatever. You know, if I'm doing something wrong, then yeah, you know, call me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the one that makes all the rules and everything. It's everybody. Right? So if all you guys, everybody in the assembly with your delegated powers and you say, hey, Rocky, we didn't delegate you powers to do that. You need to stop doing that. Then I'll stop doing it because until somebody votes it in or votes whatever and says, hey, Rocky can do this, then, yeah, I'm able to do it. Just how we voted in all of the recording secretaries. We voted in that Rocky could buy them stamps, and I did, right? That is how we work. But we have to say something. We have to stand up. You know, self-governance is meaning that you stand up and do it. Right?
Right.
One more thing, Rocky, before we adjourn. I'd just like to add, if for future references, when you do receive any email from either my suggestion, is mm-hmm. to let them know to refer to the document that Rocky sent out. Just let them know instead of trying to get into a confrontation with them people, with them, you know, even though they don't want to work with us. But we're being cordial to let them know that we noticed them. I yield.
Yeah. What you need to do is when Tamara does the state meetings, you need to say, if you have any questions about this, you need to be in the state meeting with Tamara, you know, and bring up that question. Right? How do we deal with things? Is we bring it up to the General Assembly, right? When we have the meetings, that's General Assembly. And we bring up our questions. Everybody's allowed to ask whatever you want. I don't block anything. You notice the chats are open. You guys can talk. I don't care. You know, you guys can say whatever you want on here. You have the right. You have the delegated powers to ask. You know, if you want the assembly to go a certain way, then somebody raise their hand and ask the question, right? Because that's how we do things. You know, this is not... You know, just because I'm the moderator right now, I'm the one that's putting this meeting on, this meeting is all you guys, right? I'm just the one that's giving you a platform to talk, right? This is not my meeting. This is everybody's meeting. Anybody else want to say something?
I think this is Brian Borkhardt again. I think it would be good if Tamara drafted a letter and emailed it to all of us, so we would know specifically how to respond to Mike Wilson. So it's consistent, you know, for all of us that we're responding that way, and it's a statewide vote that voted him out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we noticed them already.
Well, I know, but I understand what he's saying is so that each one of you have some kind of information on how to answer some of these questions to those people when they email you.
Yes.
And I don't, Tamar, can you talk? I know you're on here.
I sure can.
You want to address that?
Yeah, I mean, I will absolutely do that. And again, you know, we can also post a chart again so everybody knows exactly who is in what position. So, and yeah, it makes sense for everybody to know the correct wording. I will do that.
Thank you, Tamara. Yeah, then we'll be consistent as a as a group.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, what we can do is tomorrow can write up the letter, whatever, and then tomorrow bring it back to the State Assembly, the General Assembly meeting, and then we'll all vote on it that that's the correct wording and how we want to address them individually, right? And then each one of you will then be able to use whatever she comes up with because it was okayed from everybody, right? Because remember, we got to delegate our powers into, you know, tomorrow, whatever she comes up with to give her the right to do this, right? The same thing with everybody else. So if tomorrow we'll do that and then bring it back to the next state meeting and then we'll all do a vote on it.
I'm this is Brian Borkhardt again. I'm just curious, did anybody else get a letter or an email from Mike Wilson inviting them to militia training besides me?
We'll get emails from him just for, like, the meetings, and then he sends the recordings afterwards. I still receive them from him.
Anybody else?
Yes, I do, Rocky. I just put them in my don't attend file.
Okay.
I have not received.
Yeah, I don't get any emails from them. So
I get mine the day after.
Mm-hmm. I just got an email at 6:53 p.m. about for a link for everybody that missed the militia meeting.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got an email and a recording from him.
Okay. Thank you. Did you want to say anything else since you finally were able to hear you?
I just wanted to thank you all. I got on the call about 20 minutes after it started. So thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Did you hear about the banking stuff or you have any questions on it?
I do know that they sent out that notice, and I believe my husband already accepted it, but I haven't.
Yeah,
my account has been blocked.
Yeah, please don't accept anything from them right now.
Okay.
That system is going away completely.
Okay.
There's going to be a new one, Pauline. There's Anna's creating a new banking program and everything, and she took all rights from Hunter away.
Yeah, but I heard that part.
Yeah, don't worry. Your assets are safe.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'd just like to move our motion to adjourn our meeting. It is 7:20. I yield.
I second that.
Okay, everybody that wants to adjourn, say aye.
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 God bless everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
I don't want to say no.
Good night, everyone.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Next Saturday's next meeting.
Right.
6 o'clock.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Rocky.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.